Welcome to our coverage of PSCU's member forum here in lovely Las Vegas, Nevada. And look who we have in the studio lounge, Mr. Mark Sievright from Sievright & Associates. Mark, how are you?
Good to see you, Mike. In person again.
I know.
It's twice this year.
Already?
PSCU?
That's right.
Fabulous. Good to be back.
I know it is good to be back in a wholesome kind of in a bigger kind of way,
in
you know,
real world way. Exactly.
There's nothing better than this for sure. Yep. How have you been, by the
way?
I've
been great. Busy.
Good for you.
Yeah, digital payments, core systems, the whole thing.
Well, I mean, in your
it's
neck of the
crazy
woods, those types of things never stand still.
Right.
It's always moving, always evolving. So
yeah, we're talking about things now, Mike. I've known you a long time. Been privileged to know you a long time. And we weren't talking about AI or analytics 10 years ago, were
no,
we?
No, not even close.
Or crypto.
I know. That's a whole nother show. My gosh. Hey, let's talk about a couple of items for this show. Well, actually, tomorrow you're going to be kind of facilitating or moderating an executive credit union panel. So tell me a little bit, who's going to be on that panel, and then what are you guys going to be talking about?
Well, we're very fortunate. PSCU has lined up 4 great CEOs, Mike, for me to moderate and have good discussion with. We've got Amy Sink from Intera Credit Union. Mm-hmm. We've got a wonderful friend of mine, Maria Martinez, from Federal Credit Union down in Texas. Mm-hmm. Chris Shockley from Virginia Credit Union, which amazingly is in Virginia.
Really?
Amazingly enough. And Mark Robnett from Justice Federal Credit Union in Texas.
Gotcha.
So really a great group of CEOs, varied in asset size, varied in geography, different stages of their digital evolution. Mm-hmm. And we're going to talk about everything from what it's like now to lead in this environment. You know, we've come through and are still going through the pandemic. How has leadership changed for them as CEOs? Virtual work, hybrid environments. What's digital transformation mean to them? And what are they doing about it? And future of payments. All in 45 minutes.
Oh, that's going to be the quickest 45 minutes ever.
Maybe you should take my spot.
No, you'll be fine. You'll be just fine, sir. Yeah, that's going to be the fastest 45 minutes at the show for sure.
Absolutely.
Because when you have great CEOs like that who are sharing their experiences, it's going to go by so fast. And oh my gosh. Yeah. So yeah, the panel, what do you want the audience to take away from this? Because obviously they're going to share their challenges, their successes, et cetera, et cetera.
So when I think about the panel tomorrow, Mike, we're in a very unique environment. I've never known competition to be as intense as it is right now. You know, one end of the spectrum, we've got big banks investing tens of billions of dollars in technology.
That's a lot of money. In some cases,
$10 billion each, right? And the other end of the spectrum are all these new fintechs, some of which are partners of ours, potentially, but some of which want what we have. They're trying to steal those member relationships away. So this competitive landscape is something we'll be talking about. What are the credit union superpowers to deal with this new competition? How do we differentiate ourselves in the market? And more importantly, what are these CEOs doing at their respective credit unions? I think that'll be fascinating.
It sounds like credit unions are kind of like in the middle here, between the fintechs nipping at our heels and then the big giant banks that are just like gobbling
up
everything.
And respectfully, Mike, you know, the big banks don't stay awake too much worrying about us, right?
No.
Because they have lots of different strategies they're global and so on and so forth. But they still represent a threat because we know now that 57%, the latest data, of millennials and Gen Zers regard either Bank of America, Chase, or Wells as their primary financial institution.
Gosh, it's a big
number. Those three banks have 57%.
That's amazing.
The primary relationship, as you know now, is mobile device, and where's my checking or debit card linked to that device? That's how they define it.
Yeah, there's so many avenues to take this. I mean, gosh, we could be here for hours talking.
I know.